We'll go to Dean Lester to talk about Cranbourne tonight. Good morning to you, Dean.
Hey, Jason.
What do you think of this program?
Yeah, it's not a bad meeting. I'm hoping we can get a few of these races pretty well right. And, yeah, a little bit of depth in a couple of the maidens, so it might be a couple of horses worth following.
Well, the first in the program is one of those maidens. It's over 2,025 metres. Three-year-old and older set weights, of course. 3, 7 and 11 all come out here. Two really key form races. El Chirillo finished second in one of those at Murray last time out. It's your fixed odds market leader with the tab at $3.60. The order to $3.80. Vasori was good in the other key form race at Yarra Valley, $4.50 for Sartiano Star. Smoking Bullet was working home out wide last time out. It's $8.50. That rounds out those in single figures. What do you like in the first thing?
Yeah, I've identified the two form lines, Jason. I'm going with Vasori. I just think the small field at Yarra Valley wasn't absolutely ideal. It was a bit of a dash home, and she just got left behind a little bit and then picked up late, and I thought it was quite a good closing effort, and that was her first run in this distance range. So I'm leaning her way from number 9, the Auditor, the other one coming through the Yarra Valley race. I'm trusting that form line just a little bit more. El Chirillo, though, was quite good at Moe, and Sardiano Star likewise, and certainly Smoking Bullets in that form line as well. But not a lot between them to start the program. I've gone 12, 9, 2 and 8.
12, 9, 2 and 8. You sort of have to pick your poison with one of the form lines, don't you? And you've gone with that Yarra Valley one with Vasori on top in the first 12, 9, 2 and 8 in the opening event. Second race on the program is another maiden, this time for the fillies and mares over 1,300 metres. Numbers 8 and 13 won't take their place. Dramatist here is your fixed odds market lead. Only had the two starts for a third and a fourth, is at $2.80. Re-release is at $4.80. Rococo Chanel at the same quote, $4.80. Champagne Lucy, $6.50. It was an interesting run from re-release last time. It obviously enjoys the track. Two podium finishes from two cracks at the track and looked to be bolting on the turn, but just didn't quite have the ping to go with the winner. Who do you like in the second?
Yeah, that was the stable mate, and it's got a chance. I really like the debut run of Rococo Chanel at Geelong. That was a high-pressure maiden, and I thought she did a very good job for her first time out, and I think better for that experience. I don't think they'll go quite as hard here, but just might travel a bit easier, probably 1-1 or somewhere like that. And I think if you can get around the each way, 1 the win, 2 the place, she's a really good gamble, number 11. From 7 Dramatists, who can win the race. I just think she's very well found in the market. The effort behind Offshore's Pearl at Pakenham before a break was okay. She's been favoured on both occasions, so she's obviously well-liked in that regard. 10 re-release was Sound, as we mentioned, at Cranbourne, and as you said, her two best runs have been here. And 9 Petite's an interesting runner. Between trials up in Sydney and jump outs down here over the past year, she's had 8 of them, and 3 in recent times. And I thought her most recent jump out beyond Blue Tycoon suggested she's going okay for at least to be competitive in a maiden on debut. But I like 11 here. 11, 7, 10 and 9.
11, 7, 10 and 9, race 2 on the program. It was kept pretty safe on debut 2, the top tip there, Rococo Chanel. Race 3 on the card at Cranbourne tonight is another maiden affair for the 3-year-olds. It's over 1,400 metres. Number 6 won't take its place. Last Light has just about run into a good horse in every one of its starts so far, all of its maidens. It's your $4 fixed odds popular elect. Amshell's at $4.20. The Charm is $6.50. Same quote, number 12, Something Silver, $8 for Stratum on Fire. What do we do here? Looks a competitive race. Tricky one.
It does. I'm with Last Light, and probably from the rationale that you mentioned, that she's been in pretty handy races all through the career to date, and I thought she should have won first up at Terang and then ran a good race last start up on the pace. I think she'll be very competitive here. Amshell gets the blinkers. I think that's a really significant move for him. His first up run at Bendigo was good. The one worry about that race, the form just hasn't worked out at all. Loxwood, another one that failed out of that race yesterday. But then a forgivable run at Sandown last start, where he pulled up with a lameness issue. But blinkers on here, getting close to D-Day for him, but this is a suitable race. Interested in the first starter here, Stratum on Fire. Gained its Barry certificate recently at Cranbourne, and in a jump out, and looked to go quite strongly. And to Boulevardia, who did enough on debut, gets blinkers first time for his second race outing. But safest option for me is 10 in a pretty even maiden. 10, 1, 7 and 2.
10, 1, 7 and 2. So hopefully an opportunity to break through tonight for Last Light in the third race in the program. The fourth event on the card is the last leg of the early quarter. It's a 1,500-metre maiden set. Weights once more, 1, 3, 9 and 12 come out. Captivator leads the fixed odds market here. It's got that Al Phoenix, former Al Phoenix, breaking through on Wednesday. It's a bit of form through Wednesday here. Wada Dreams at $3.60. Looked all over a winner last time, just got swamped very late. Red Liberty, $4.60, also has a good form line through. Smart Stiletto, who won on Wednesday. Fox Street's an interesting debutante for Richard Lamming. And Corner Store, $7. This is an intriguing race as well, Dean.
Yeah, it's time for Captivator to just go and win a race. You mentioned the Al Phoenix form line, and he's got form through Jukebox and Eshterark early in his career. That was his first run as a gelding. He had every possible. He ran okay. He's going to get a lovely run again, and maybe just the increase in distance is what he's looking for. I'd be disappointed if he probably didn't beat this field tonight, to be honest. Joie de Dream, as you said, caught late at Cranbourne here last time out, comes back 100 metres. I think this is just a slightly stronger race, but at least better for those two runs now. Red Liberty, the run last time out was sound, got back, hit the line okay, and again, you mentioned that was behind Smart Stiletto, and before that, second to Grunt, who then went to Adelaide and won just as easily. So has run into a couple of handy horses in its two most recent runs, so it's closing in on a win. And 13 Corner Store, who was an even effort last start at Warrnambool, and maybe the extra distance suits. But I'm thinking for a win tonight, but yeah, you wouldn't want to have your last on him. 4-11, 2-13.
4-11, 2-13, but a little bit of last chance to learn about Captivate. Well, he will win a race at some stage, but if he's going to be a decent horse, you'd want to get on his bike and start winning 4-11, 2-13 in the fourth race in the program. First leg of the Quaddie at Cranbourne tonight is a Class 1 affair over 1,500 metres, and two scratchings here, making it only a five-horse field at the end of the day. 3 and 4 both come out. Key scratching of Muhammad Dias, who would have been favourite. Chill the Champers, or the Champers, I should say, is your fixed odds market leader here with the tab at 2.5. $3 for Hackerack. We've got Zero Secrets at $4. Storn Away, $7. What do we do here, Dean?
I think the key runner is Chill the Champers. A quick look at the form, you say, well, its last five runs have been at 3,200 metres in Perth. First start for the Hayes Dabney Guard, first start for the new owners. But it's a first up winner. Its only win was at 1,400. So I don't think the 1,500's a problem first up. And recent trial at Flemington or jump out looked really sharp. So I've got no knock on it at all as being favourite and the one to beat, number two. But behind that, they're a pretty even bunch. I thought Stornoway ran well last week, number six. That was on wet ground, but that was the first time he'd ever shown anything on wet ground. So that's encouraging that he might be starting to hit a bit of form. One, Hackerack, hasn't had the best of luck in two runs this time in. Small field suits and Zero Secrets. Was an easy winner in maiden grade at the Saturday night meeting here just before Christmas. I think this is a little bit stronger. But, yeah, two's the key runner and very hard to beat. 2-6-1-5.
2-6-1-5 in the first leg of the Quaddie. Good confidence about Chill the Champers first up from a break. Race 6 on the program at Cranbourne tonight is a three-year-old and older fillies and mares benchmark 64 affair over the 7 furlongs, 1,400 metres. Another reasonably key scratching here with the toppy Love in the City coming out. That leaves Nicodame as your fixed odds market leader, but only just at $3.10 with the tab. $3.20 for She's Going Off. High Supposes at $4, $6.50 for Meowie Wowie. If you take out the Cranbourne form of Nicodame, it looks pretty ordinary. 8 starts for 3 third placing. She just loves the track.
Yeah, she does, and that's the key element for mine. And the little query is 1,400 because she hasn't placed at the three runs, but they've been in better grade, and the last run wasn't too bad behind Hector Pascal. I think she deserves to be the one to beat, number three, Nicodame. She's Going Off was quite good at Moonee Valley last start behind Pirapala. I don't think that was the strongest of races, but the increase in distance is the key here. 1,400 metre winner. Six miss two pairs. The run at Sale last start behind Ripplebrook was sound. I think Ripplebrook's well above average, so even though that was 58 grade, I think Miss Two Pairs can measure up here and be competitive. And High Suppose, who dropped back in distance last start and probably wasn't suited at that distance back to 1,400. The run to Light and Fire, two starts back, is competitive for a race like this. But yeah, as you said, the track specialist Nicodame's the one to beat. 3, 5, 6 and 7.
3, 5, 6 and 7 in race 6 on the program. Program, I should say, at Cranbourne, looking for its third win. I think at Cranbourne is Nicodame. Race 7 on the card. 1,000 metres the trip here. Benchmark 64, the class. Numbers 8 and 11 will not take their place. Strictly Legit, who's the least experienced horse in the race, first up from a break, is your fixed odds market leader with a tab at $2.40. Fast Strike is at $6.50. Kaizamba is at $7. Same quote under oath. Valente is at $8. A little bit of an interesting runner there coming down from Queensland for Andrew Noblett. Heart of Australia is at $10. What do you like in the penultimate there, Dean?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a tricky affair. Jason, I'm going to tip Kaizamba, number 5. She's had 2 runs at the track for a win and a second, first 2 starts of her career. And her most recent form's been with Dan McCarthy, back with Jim Cirque Jr. She's got good speed. Last start, just wide, and didn't get a chance to use her speed and be in the right spot. But from this draw, I think she'll use her speed and be very hard to run down. The other one that showed speed first up, and it was good to see, was 7 Dream Food. She seemed to lose all of her pace last preparation, and hence her form was poor. But I like that off a year's break, she really ran along at Bendigo. And she tired late, but that's okay. Back to 1,000. At least she showed the tactical speed to be right there. 10 Valente was quite a good run first up. That was the Belsonic race at Pakenham at the Saturday City meeting. This is a touch easier, just got an awkward draw, but can be competitive. And if you just go on pure form, I'm a real rap for number 4, Strictly Legit. The maiden win was just fantastic at Mornington back in December 2016. The third at Caulfield to Mystify was really good, and then fourth at Moonee Valley. Hasn't raced for just on a year. Recent trial just look really rusty to me. Unless it's derived a lot of benefit from that, I just want to see this horse at the races. I couldn't take the short quote. I respect his talent, but just worried about whether he needs a day out off such a long break. 5, 7, 10 and 4.
5, 7, 10 and 4, but I think we'll be spreading the net a little bit when we play quaddies a little bit later on. Final race on the program is over 1,200 metres. It's a benchmark 64 affair. Number of scratchings here, 2, 6, 7, 9 and 10 all won't take their place. We've got Blue Tycoon as your fixed odds market leader at $2. Shalotti, who was a pretty impressive debut winner, is at $5. Baseman, also on its maiden last time out before a break, is at $5. Schnooze is in the same boat, $8.50. And you've got Thumbtacks down there, the 11-year-old. We've got 3 to 11-year-olds going around in this race, so a good spread of ages, Dean.
Yeah, certainly is. And I think Blue Tycoon's the one to beat. I best betted him last week. The heavens opened and they declared him a late scratching, wisely so. He gets the right conditions tonight, barrier 1. What I've liked about his recent jump outs, he's got his tactical speed back. Looking at his jump outs, last time in he was settling midfield and just having a little bit much to do, and he was running well, but he should just either lead or box seat here and be very hard to beat. I'm with him to beat number 11, Shalotti. As you mentioned, it was a pretty neat debut win, showed good fight when it needed to, and had trialled really well before that, so obviously has nice ability. 5, Fine Hero, I thought he could win first up at Seymour, and just peaked on his run. The heavens opened, he just peaked late, and I think he'd be fitter for that run. And 12, Schnoozer, who showed a little bit last time in, but 4's the one to beat from 11, 5 and 12.
4, 11, 5 and 12 in the final event. That almost sounded like a best bet, that one in the last, but we'll get your best, your value, your quaddie and your play of the day, don't
you? Yeah, it was tossing up between him and Nicodame, and it's come down Nicodame's way as the best, race 6, number 3. Tough night for value, but I thought, as I mentioned, race 2, I like the debut run of Rococo Chanel, so maybe 1 unit, the win, 2 units, the place is the value, race 2, number 11. The quaddie, first leg, 1, 2, 5, 6, second leg, 3, 5, 6, third leg, 4, 5, 7, 10, and the last leg, 4, 5, and 11. Play of the night, I thought it was a bit tricky, Jason, but I'm sort of a little bit keen on races 2 and 3, so maybe the running double of race 2, numbers 7, Dramatist, and 11, Rococo Chanel, into race 3, numbers 1, Amshell, and 10, Last Light.
It's going to be a good night, I reckon, if Rococo Chanel can get the job done. Thank you very much for your thoughts this morning, Dino.
It'll make life a lot easier, Jason, I know that. Good on you.
There's Dean Lester with his preview of the Cranbourne meeting tonight.